641 now at KLIF, where the Dallas Mavs kick off the season tonight. And you may be wondering if anthem protests will spill over into the NBA.
I don't even want to wonder.
Well, I guess so far, there were a couple of games last night, right?
Scott Sidway is here.
Yes, the NBA season officially began last night. You had a couple of big marquee matches. You had the Warriors get to play, and they actually lost. And then LeBron played. The Cavaliers played. Nobody kneeled yesterday.
Someone lock arms, though?
They did lock arms. Yeah. LeBron, he also wore tennis shoes that said equality on the back in gold letters or in Nikes, and they're specially made for him. But that's always kind of been LeBron's game when it comes to social issues in the NBA, and that's really how the NBA has always been. They've always been a little more subtle when it comes to these things, because racism is no new thing in the NBA. Remember Donald Sterling a few years ago, the owner of the Clippers, when that recording was released of him saying racist things about black people, telling his girlfriend not to post pictures with Magic Johnson, that kind of thing.
Well, it goes all the way back to like Red Auerbach.
Sure.
Owner of the Boston Celtics for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. Sure, and the NBA is even more black than the NFL, if you look at percentage-wise.
Sure.
But, yeah, and the Clippers, when that happened, they turned their practice jerseys inside out to say, we don't support our owner, so they hid their team name on the jersey. Yeah. So that was their thing, and then other teams did it with them. So they've kind of had some subtle things.
But that
things.
Was for a specific issue, right?
Sure.
But these generalized demonstrations trying to raise awareness, to me, seems a little bit silly.
And that's where we're going to come back to LeBron, because LeBron James has always been kind of the sheep herder of the NBA. Whatever he says, players tend to follow. He's like, he's the king. That's his nickname, King James. He's the king of the NBA. And he has said recently that he doesn't really see much of the point in the anthem. He'd rather do things that actually make a change and make a difference. And the NBA has been doing this for years. I mean, since July of 2016, last July, so 14, 15 months now, they've done 175, they being NBA teams and players, have done 175 different events in communities where they try to bridge the gap, the racial gap. They work with police departments, bridging with basketball is what it's called. Mm-hmm. They've done it L.A., Chicago, Detroit, other
cities. That's what Mark Cuban said when he was in here, is that he'll support anything his players want to do foundation-wise and things like that.
Right. And then he said, if you want to say something on camera, we'll give you a microphone and a camera, and
we'll
get you on
camera.
We'll
put it up on the Jumbotron in the middle of the – But
the message through NBA players, though, is that the kneeling, they understand it. They don't see the point in it. Now, let's be clear. There is also a rule in the NBA where you're not allowed to take a knee during the national anthem. Yeah, and the rule specifically says players and coaches and trainers are to stand and line up in a dignified posture during the playing of the national anthem. Now, the punishment...
So they could lock arms if they want to. I mean, that's still dignified.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that's...
Probably holding a clenched fist in the air is not dignified.
Right,
who's going to make that decision,
Yeah, that would be a commissioner decision. And he wouldn't say what the punishment would be, but to put in perspective the rule book, it's right in the section where it says coaches have to wear sport coats and players have to be uniform. So it's kind of like a visual thing. It's in that section. So it would probably be like a fine or something like that. Yeah. I don't think it would be a suspension of that nature. But he hasn't said specifically what it would be. If someone did kneel, it just doesn't seem like somebody will.
Now tell us what the Mavs are going to do tonight, because Mark Cuban actually
showed
us what...
Did you see the video?
I didn't. I know he said it.
Was wandering around here showing it to people.
Yeah, he showed it to us. Yeah.
And they're going to have that video, the video, and you guys can elaborate on this more than I can, but the video is basically... The way Mark Cuban put it is a way to honor the flag, in a dignified way.
And it's really cool the way he did it. We're not going to tell you what they did, but it's really cool.
I don't want to spoil it either. I heard something where his comments too. I won't spoil it. His comments though were, look, every big moment in Mavs history, there's been an American flag.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA Finals win, the flag hanging up, draft. You know, so that can kind of tease a little bit of it. And you've seen it, and I don't want to ruin it, but
it's well done.
Yes. And Mark Cuban said himself, he comes from a military family.
Right.
He'll be standing up with his family, hand over the heart during the anthem.
Yes. Well, he's going to run for president.
And he actually wrote the video. He said he wrote the copy to the video.
Yeah, it's cool.
So no wonder he's proud.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
It's well done, and you are done. Well, you've done well.
Perfect.
Thank you very much. Scott Sidway.